Tēnā tātou katoa. A few months back, I ran into Mason, and he said to me in a peculiar sort of way, "Will, what are you doing on the 2nd of September?" And as often happens, I asked Mason, "Tell me, Mason, what am I doing on the 2nd of September?" And just when he was walking in, he came over to me, and I'd just witnessed the Knights of the Realm talking, and the amazing achievements those amazing achievements over the years. And Mason comes up to me and says, "Oh, Will, I want you to do something tomorrow." And I went, "Ooh, he mahi nui kei te haere, he mahi nui kei te haere. Tērā pēr ka eke au ki te taho e rā rangatira." And he goes, "Yeah, can you do my PowerPoint?" So I'm going to start with the PowerPoint. "O te anō, tēnei te mokopuna o Taranaki Maunga. He mokopuna tēnei mihi atu ana ki ngā maunga whakahī ko kōrero he ake, a tongariro, a hikurangi, a auraki. O te anō, ngā maunga whakahī, tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Taranaki taku maunga, ko Aotea mukura upo oku waka. Ko Taranaki ko ngā rua hene, ko tānga hoi, ko paka kohi, ko ngā tiruenei oku nei kā rangatanga. Ka reau te tiki atu tērā iwi i tēnei wā." And by the way, I'm standing for election, one of our iwi, it's Ngā Ruhini. I think I better shift my pepeha to have Ngā Ruhini first. Aku whanaunga, tēnā koutou katoa. Right, that's what we're here to talk about, is these linkages between iwi and whānau. And because we're short of time, I just want to really draw you, before you all go into your iPads and pull out your phones and see what the email's doing or check out on Facebook. I was going to do a Facebook status earlier, but I resisted. I just want to make my main point, and it draws on what Sir Tipene said and what Mason said in his 1998 book, Te Mana Te Kā Wanatanga. The very last line of it says something like, Māori want to be Māori in the global society, but we want to be Māori. We want to be Māori. Koina te pātai nui, ka pēhea rā tātou e tū Māori ai ki tēnei au whānui, ki tēnei au hurihuri i ngā tekautau kei te tū mai. Nō reira, tērā te kōrero o te kāinga ki Aotearunga, ki Aoteararo, ka puta ai ki waho. Tērā no te kōrero mo te tui, ka pēhea rātou e tuitui haere i te iwi, i te whānau, me ngā hapū. Ko oti kia a Michelle mo te kōrero mo te kāwanatanga, me ona kōrero, me ona whakaro mo whānau ora. Michelle's already shared with us the TPK, one of the TPK takes on whānau ora, and we've heard about the commissioning agencies, which are exciting. And I was really enthused when I looked at the Pūtahitanga website. I don't know if any of you have seen it. The Pūtahitanga website, the South Island Commissioning Agency, it's amazing, and it really draws, I believe it really draws in whānau. It's inspirational, and I did a bit of a search across the whole website. You know, the word provider was only mentioned twice. It was a call, I believe, to whānau directly, daring the whānau to dream. And as the Te Arawa whānau ora I've seen on their website, they talk about dream it, plan it, then do it. So are we making an assumption for our whānau that they have the time and they have the headspace to dream? On my blurb that I thought they might have read out, but because we're short of time, the last bit said I'm trying to be an Iron Māori. I've joined the Iron Māori thing, and it's not really working yet. And Ellie, my cousin, knows I'm not doing my swimming as much as I could be, and I'm really struggling on the swimming. So if you want to laugh, November the 2nd in Napier, you'll see me trying to swim. Hoi anō. One of the things, it's a magical thing going to Iron Māori. It's an amazing energy there. But I also have a bit of a concern. It's also quite an exclusive event. How many of our whānau can afford a bike? How many of our whānau have the time and the resources to get to Napier? I really like the Iron Māori Taranaki. It's a bit more local. It's held in Waitara. and it's really down to earth. But that energy that we see at Iron Māori is magical, but are we living out so many of our whānau? We know about deprivation. The New Zealand Dep Index, I think, has been going about 30 years. It measures deprivation. There's a graph there, and it's an inverse. You look at Māori and non-Māori, we know all this stuff, but over the last 30 years, Māori are all in the deprived areas, and non-Māori are not. And when we think of 1984, and we think of Hui Taumata, I also think of the start of the neoliberal agenda in Aotearoa. It makes me really concerned, and it makes me concerned that our iwi leadership, and I say this with aroha and with respect to all the mahi that's been done, is that we're only concerned about economic development. Sure, Mason says that there's no virtue in poverty. Surely there isn't. But we really have to be thinking about our whānau who are out there, who are disconnected and who are impoverished. On Sunday I went out home. I live in South Taranaki in Hawera. This is a picture. In the middle there you'll see a historic places site sign. It's talking about Manawapau. Manawapau is a place in South Taranaki where quite an important hui happened in 1854. And it was a resistance to land sales. And one of the kōrero that came out of that was ko te tangata tō mua, ko te whenua tō muri. We'll die before we leave our land, before we take our land. Well, within 10 years, the whole of Taranaki was confiscated, gone. And I'll say, we're still recovering. And a lot of us are still recovering from that. And as Tipene, Sir Tipene said earlier, let's not dwell too much on the past, but it's pretty hard to get past that sometimes. The other two interesting things I want to point out about this picture, on the right-hand side, if you look carefully, there's a couple of funnels. That's the Origin Makoya site, petrochemical site. Petrochem in Taranaki is huge. Huge. And we're still trying to work out what benefits we can derive for iwi and through to our whānau. Not sure what those are with Origin. And Debbie's doing some good, Debbie Pack is doing some good work, I understand, with the iwi leaders forum. Good luck to that. On the other side, you'll see another factory. That's the Fonterra Whareroa plant. On Wednesday, I was at a resource consent hearing for the neighbours. At peak, I think they put through something like 40 million litres of milk per day. 40 million litres of milk per day. On the road, we live 2 km down the road from that plant. They were doing some roadworks, and Fonterra rang up the council and said, you have to stop that roadworks right now, because if you hit our water supply pipe, we're going to take you to court for $14 million a day of lost production. So there's big numbers going through those two plants. Huge numbers. How are our iwi engaging with that to the benefit of our whānau? Sure enough, there's employment. Many of my relations work at that Fonterra plant. My older brothers both worked at that Fonterra plant. I was brought up on a dairy farm. I live on a dairy farm supplying that Fonterra plant. PKW in Taranaki, the biggest dairy farmer in Taranaki. How do we engage with an environmental ethic for the benefit of our whānau? The last little thing, which is really small, you can't really see it in that picture. It's a big pine tree. My house is just next to that big pine tree. And if we can go to the next picture. The reason why I bring that big pine tree up is that just a couple hundred metres from that big pine tree is my daughter's whenua, which is buried. And I'm thinking about how do we recruit our whānau as iwi. And I've shared this idea with some of our whānau. You know, the biggest hui that we have in a lot of our marae is the tangihanga. It's one of our last institutions, kei te tika tērā. But I want to know, why aren't we recruiting our whānau when they're born and where we put their whenua? At the beginning of their life course. Ko mate te tangata, ka tukunatu te tangata, ko oti tana mahi ki te ao nei. And to be quite blunt about it, their contribution's finished. But at the beginning of their life course, their contribution and our interaction with them is only beginning. The other thing why I put my daughter there is that she actually took that last photo, and as young kids do, they're into this thing called a selfie. So the younger ones in here, the old selfie. And when I'm talking about the life course, you'll see her bottom two teeth are missing. My wahine and I had a little bit of a talk. We're into this idea about the life course. We have education offered by the state. We have it divided into ECE. We have it divided into primary, secondary and tertiary. All good things in that which we must succeed in. But what, along with that, during the life course, what are the markers that we as whānau and as iwi are describing, are identifying where there's significant events? She lost her last two teeth, her first two teeth, you know, those baby teeth, right? And so what we've tried to do is we've captured the myth of the tooth theory, said, you know, everyone, she's going, oh, mama, papa, who am I money? So we thought that's a good biological marker to start her savings. I'm quite serious, we've started up her bank account, might be a bit later than some, and we're trying to teach her now about the importance of money and how to save. But it's a biological marker. It's about us, our day-to-day lives as whānau. Question is, how do our iwi engage with that? You know, I did a look around about 20 iwi websites that I could find. A lot of them aren't that inviting to whānau. And I'll tell you now, a lot of our whānau members, that's the first place they'll look when they're trying to make a connection. So I implore you to have a look at that Te Pūtahitanga website. I think there should be a big... I salute those guys and how they've pitched that and how they welcome whānau in. Can we go to the next shot? And again, we all know about our mokopunas and our children who know how to handle technology and do the selfies. I've got so many pictures on this phone right here that my daughter takes. She know, you know, I'm pretty savvy. She can run some things better than I can on this. We all have those stories. We all have those stories. But what this picture is about is this pose. The big mutu pose. And the influence that Hollywood and the influence that America has on us. And again, going back to Sir Tipene's kōrero about ko wai tata. It seems like when we're operating in the big world, in the corporate world, kei te pai tērā. He o te anō, he ha tēnei mea te Māori. He ha tēnei mea te whānau, te hapū, te iwi, me te hōhunutanga ki reira. Next shot, please, Ehoa. This is the last shot. Just there on the left, you'll see the bays out in the outcrops where I live. Just below where we live, there's a reef. Used to have a lot of kaimoana. And just around that area also, some of you might have heard about Trans-Tasman Resources and the iron sand mining. That's proposed to be right there as well. So we have iron mining, we have petroleum, and we have dairy. All opportunities, without a doubt, but what is in it for our whānau? What is in it for our whānau, and how do we measure it? And what I'd like to ask you, as iwi leaders and as analysts, is to have a thought for whānau in your decision-making and actually have them as an explicit part of your decision-making process. Some of you might have decision-making matrices. You talk about environment, you might talk about tikanga, you might talk about reo. I think it's really important that we have our whānau in there. What are the impacts, what are the potential impacts for our whānau? So I'll just, in closing, a couple of more comments. In 1984, I was a third former at Hatopauara College. And my big worries at the time was whether I was going to make 5A or 5B in the rugby team. I made 5A. I was in Tangaroa House, sorry Robin Happy. And I saw a world when I was looking over. I used to be there starving between clay. At night times when you're at Hatopauara, you can see across to Palmerston North, you can see the lights past Aorangi and over to Palmerston North there. And I used to dream about, man, I can't wait until I can go to McDonald's. I can't wait until I've got a little bit of money in my pocket and I can go and get a clay. And even to this day, and I can't wait till I can go and buy an egg and fry an egg and have a kai for breakfast and have an egg on toast for breakfast because that's a real luxury. And as a young teenager, it's those really simple things that we must remember. I go and get an egg and I actually sometimes, I don't go to McDonald's anymore, but I sometimes sit down with a fried egg and think, boy, this is cool. I can do this sort of things. And we've got to, you know, I heard about the boot camp earlier today at Stanford. Those are amazing things. But where are our whānau? Where are our whānau that are in a deprived state? And what are our iwi doing, and how do you measure that? A ki a ki atu tātou ki te taurua mano whātikau. A nei tetehi whakaro hei whakakapi ake pia. Ka pehe rā tātou i whakaro mo te taurua mano 35. Te rua rautau mai te whakaputanga o ngā rangatira, the Declaration of Independence. What sort of marker can we put there for the Māori nation? 5 years ahead of our revisit of the 200-year anniversary of the Treaty of Waitangi and our relationship with the Crown. What about in 1835? We think about what sort of milestone that can be for the Māori nation, where we have made solid links between our whānau, our hapū and our iwi. Tēnā tātou.